Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this edition of the Hagman Report. It is Tuesday, July 16th, 2024, in the year of our Lord. And I say in the year of our Lord because that indeed is where we're at. Folks, do not discount the hand of God. I just want to address something from yesterday's show, just briefly. Look, you know, we talked about the wind. I am not a ballistics expert. Let me just explain to you where I'm coming from this. I am a three-and-a-half-decade credentialed investigator, operational and informational asset for the FBI. I've been working cases with both the FBI, other government agencies, over my 36 years of experience.
Ancient.
Yeah, you know what? Just very briefly, as a side note, Eric the Tech is going, what a great son-in-law Eric the Tech is, and what a great son Eric the Tech is, because I'm going to tell you how he's going to spend his evening tonight, if you don't mind a little family inside baseball information. He's actually taking his mother to a Chicago concert that was per her wishes. Now, that's fantastic. The last time I saw Chicago was in August of 1976. It was just yesterday, right? But I'm sure they changed a bit. What was that, 48 years ago, right? 48 years ago, almost. Almost to the next month, 48 years ago. So God bless Eric the Tech and all he does. He works hard behind the scenes. I've never met a person who works harder than Eric the Tech on all of the graphics. The graphics you see, the website attributes you see, the mechanics that you don't see, it's all Eric the Tech. And yes, he does need a raise for sure. But I want to address yesterday, okay? Yesterday we had Sam Andrews and Kirk Finney on. Look, very strong-willed individual, Sam Andrews. I'm not making any excuses for that man. He was talking about the wind being a factor in a hypersonic projectile, right? So agree with him, disagree with him. That's not my level of expertise, which is why I was saying my qualifications. I am a court-certified, recognized surveillance expert. At least I was during my active periods in the 90s, the early aughts, and the teens of this century. I have numerous forensic disciplines, including but not limited to blood spatter analysis. So if you give me, for example, someone who was shot and killed, for example, I can with absolute certainty tell you exactly the trajectory of that bullet based on the entrance wound, how far, how close, what was in the way. This is well out of my expertise. I'm just telling you. I've got to rely, like I've done in the past. You rely on experts who know, who are vetted, who have that information. This episode is not going to be all about this assassination. There's so much more news. The fact that we still have a cognitively impaired vegetable in the White House who the left is propping up, the communist takeover of this country, all of this is important. And I should also add, they are connected, the attempt on President Trump's life on Saturday, and what is taking place inside the White House, inside the various intelligence community, right? That phrase, intelligence. What? I was thinking about that. It's not a community. This is not Mr. Rogers' neighborhood. Inside the intelligence machinery, this needs to be called out. There are certain things that need to be called out. So the reason I mentioned all of this is because there are certain factors, certain issues, certain things that need to be answered. But above all, I give, and this is from me, I don't care if it was the wind, if it was improper aim, if it was the movement of the head of President Donald Trump, Donald Trump's head. I give all glory to God Almighty. The hand of God, in my estimation, in my view, in my belief, in my heart, in every fiber of my being, it was the hand of God that saved the life of President Donald Trump. And if you watched his entrance into the RNC yesterday, I believe you saw a man who was deeply impacted, deeply touched, who felt the weight, perhaps even felt the nudge of the hand of God. He's a different man, I believe, today than he was on Friday. Did you see that? Did you see, yes, even with the Bluetooth bandage ear almost, and it's, somebody on RAV said that this morning, I don't recall who it was, but he's a different man. I believe he's a changed man. And praise God for President Donald Trump. And I know some of the commenters on Rumble don't like Donald Trump. I know that Michael Yon, who is a friend of the program, a friend of mine, believes that Donald Trump is part of the swamp. I know that. But we agree on other things. It doesn't make Michael Yon... I have immense respect for that man. And we can disagree on that. We can talk all day long, but the fact is there's dialogue there. Where we cannot have, or there is no dialogue, is from the leftist communist element within our media, within our government, within the intelligence apparatus. And yes, even within the orbit of President Donald Trump. And I say president because, in my view, he is the rightful president based on a bullcrap election from 2020 that was stolen from him. But before I go down that road, I want to replay yesterday. Thank you, Eric the Tech, for pointing this out. This should show you the caliber of the character of Eric the Tech. He's the one that pointed this out. When he heard the time, 6:11 p.m. Eastern time, the real time, his thoughts immediately went to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11. And as I showed you yesterday, Russ Dizdar, one of his, the man that he was, he gave this to me. And folks, if you're not watching on Rumble, all I ask you to do, if you're listening to this by way of audio podcast, look, that's fine. You can still do that. But I would ask that you please subscribe to our Rumble channel. We are getting, there's something going on. We are being censored. I've gotten emails from people saying, hey, I subscribed. I've been knocked off. Look, there's a lot of shenanigans going on behind the scenes. From going to 250,000 subscribers, and I know you're tired of me, you're tired of hearing about that from me, to where we are right now. Yet I still have emails from 5 continents saying, I heard your show, or I saw your show. So please, what I would ask you to do is subscribe to us on Rumble, on Brighteon. That helps our metrics. But getting back to this, Russ Dizdar gave this to me, and this is Ephesians 6, verse 11. And forgive me for turning this around, but I want to quote this exactly. Be strong in the Lord and in his might, mighty power. Put on the full armor of God. That's what that shield says. And this stays with me all of the time in my office and now in my studio, but it'll go back to the office after today's program. It's one of my most prized possessions, and that's from Russ Dizdar, the late Russ Dizdar. All right, with me is Randy Taylor, rt@hagmanpi.com, if you want to communicate with him. Before we get to that, based on that statue, based on what Eric the Tech did yesterday, because perhaps it was overshadowed by the dialogue, I do want humbly ask Eric the Tech to replay that cold open from yesterday. Please listen and take this to heart and know that God is in control. Here it is.
My brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. To take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always in all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. But that ye also may know my affairs and how I do, Tychicus, a beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, shall make known to you all things, whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose, that he might know our affairs and that he might comfort your hearts. Peace be to the brethren and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all them that love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Amen.
Amen. Let us never forget we are fighting a war, and the war that we fight here in the physical is being waged in the heavens. And this is a war against the principles and powers, principalities and the powers of darkness. And we have to remember that God is in control always. We can address the forensics, the physical, but know that this is a spiritual battle in which we find ourselves for today. And folks, each and every one of you listening to this, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, we're born for such a day. And that includes Randy Taylor, rt@hagmanpi.com. Hey, come on and join me. Let's talk about this and other matters. You've been working on a number of different things. Your investigation, you've been doing a lot of great work, putting together some videos, a number of things, as Eric the Tech has, with respect to, the trajectory based on, for example, a photograph of, a bullet trace, not of the projectile, but of the projectile trace, the angle that was fired, that picture with President Trump and then the red circle showing the line, that's not the exact projectile, that's the hypersonic crease in the air. And I don't know the specific words to use, but the ballistics people do, of course. But anyway, you've been doing a lot of great work.
It's like a hypersonic signature.
There it is.
It's in. You'll notice it if you've ever watched jets take off, fighter jets.
Yeah.
And when they, and if you just measure, say, one that's flying, and then it goes hypersonic.
Yeah.
It's almost like a ring around it, but it's almost like leaves a tunnel. It's quite amazing to see, actually.
Yeah, I was fortunate enough to see it one time, and when you see it, you don't forget it. But there are a lot of problems still associated with the assassination attempt.
Yes,
and there's
far more problems than there are answers.
Yeah, and if I can say this, make this one statement: to call this a security failure to me, and folks, listen to what I'm about to say. If you would call this a security failure, merely a security failure, then lawfare, as it has been waged against President Trump and others, including this platform, is that a failure of our judicial system? No, no. And again, in the same form that this was a security failure, lawfare is not a failure of our judicial system. It's an exploitation of just that. And that's that I will always be convinced. But Randy, before we go any further, I want to play 59 seconds video one as a basis for the rest of, or for this part of the episode. This is a compilation of the lying media. You know, yesterday I came out of the gate saying, we were told, we've been told to tamp down the rhetoric, hey, we have to basically shut up and not, we have to calm down. And, you know, we're the only ones doing it if we would do it. It's the left that's the problem. This is 59-second clip one in the show notes at HagmanPI.com. Bookmark that website and then bring you on, and we'll talk about this and go from there. This is clip one.
Of course, it's Trump is a Nazi time again.
Let's deal with Hitler, okay?
I don't think it's hyperbolic to say that. I mean, that is Mussolini Hitler-like language.
Trump's affinity for Hitler was always covered under an umbrella of his stupidity.
Echoing Hitler's words.
Listen to this.
Well, Hitler was duly elected.
That's right. While echoing the hateful rhetoric of Adolf Hitler.
That echoes Hitler.
That's the kind of language Hitler used in Mein Kampf.
About vermin and Hitler and Mussolini.
That's a horrifying clip. That's a fascist clip.
He's just going full on Hitler.
It's from Hitler's Germany.
We just need to say for the record that the term vermin was really effectively used by Adolf Hitler.
Echo dictators like Hitler.
With language evoking authoritarian figures like Adolf Hitler.
Donald Trump parroted the autocratic language of Adolf Hitler.
Talk about the brilliance of Hitler's generals.
Correct.
General Kelly, yeah.
These very people, RT, the very people you just heard are calling for this. Everyone wants to lower the temperature now. Calm everything down. Appeasement. Bullshit. We're not going to do that. Sorry. You're the ones that started it. Go ahead, sir.
It's just like the bully in school knocks you on your ass. Principal comes around the corner and he says, he shoved me, so I knocked him down.
Yeah.
You know, it's the left are the criminals here. And every one of those people that have said things like that, every one of those people like that Maxine Waters piece of garbage, that gets up there and, you know, we need to get in their faces, you know, and then the bald-headed black chick is saying, and you soldiers out there, you know what to do. Every one of these are guilty of conspiracy on attempted murder of a president, a former president. This is nothing, and I don't know, I didn't get a chance to, I don't know what's going on as far as anybody knocking at the hand of God or anything. I don't know anything about that. I do know that I am a product of divine intervention. So guess who'll recognize it when he sees it? Yeah. Yeah. That wasn't fate. That wasn't because of when. That was God's hand.
Like, you know, to be fair, it could have been because of wind.
No, the wind,
but God controls the wind.
Not at all, exactly, but not at 130 yards, Doug.
And if high velocity projectile.
Thank you. And that being said, okay, in order for you to leave basic training, you basically have to be able to accomplish that. And yes. I'm not kidding you. Okay. So every single one out there, every single vet out there that served in the U.S. Army that I served in back in the old days, I don't know what it's like today. You know, maybe you have to bounce a quarter in a Dixie cup. I don't know. Okay. Things have changed. But I do know that all day long at the firing range, I did those shots with just a standard M16. I have hit targets over 400 meters away. Yeah. And that right there, and that shot would not require a scope. In fact, if I took that shot at 130 yards from that rooftop, I wouldn't want a scope.
No, and you can use iron sights. So you'd be better with iron sights.
I would absolutely better with iron sights, you know, because it's hard. This is really hard to explain, okay? But I'm not going to dwell on that. I am going to say that there, I don't think the kid, okay, that was shot, I don't think that he was the shooter, personally. I think there was someone else in the background. I honestly believe that. I saw a video, and I think Doug saw the same. In fact, Doug, I think you sent this to me, where you see the kid, like, he's laying on the roof, and you see him up and then down, up and then down. What you really need to listen to, everyone, is those first three shots, okay, how fast they were fired. Okay, boom, 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 about that, right? Boom, boom, boom. That is where a lot of the key to this lies. And there's other things in the area that could be taken into consideration. Like I said, I don't think it's the wind, not with the type of ammo that was being used and all. I don't see that. But anywhere over in that direction, there's trees over there. There's a water tower over there. This is my humble opinion.
Okay. 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 Now, before we get too far down that road.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm not even near concluded on this.
Yeah. I honestly believe that 20-year-old punk, in my view, because of absence of other evidence at this moment, was the mope that took the shot. Now, were there others? Perhaps. You saw water cans. We're going to show you a video here coming up that I'm not sure people have seen. This is perhaps one of the best compilations of multiple angles with a coordination of timing, again, that I've ever seen. But even more alarming, and I sent Eric the tech this yesterday. I read this, I put it aside, and then read this again. I don't like describing what happened as a security failure. I believe there is that component, but there's more than that, and I'm choosing my words carefully here. Okay, now this is something the Conservative Treehouse put out, Sundance. I guess it was yesterday, and this is an alarming update. If you look on the screen, Trump shooter was seen on roof 30 minutes prior to shots. This Crooks character was photographed by law enforcement with the pictures shown within the article, and there he is. If you scroll down just a tad there. Okay, that, of course, has got the TMZ logo on it. How they got it, I don't know. But the bottom line is Channel 11 News reported that in the minutes that led up to this assassination attempt, multiple law enforcement officers and officials and sources said that this guy was spotted by law enforcement officers on a roof nearly 30 minutes before shots were fired that injured Trump. Killed a former fire chief. Let's not forget that. because I've experienced family deaths in my life that changed my life, from my son, from my daughter, who should never, ever, ever, parents should never predecease, kids should never predecease parents. But look, this, of course, is something much different. This is a situation where you've got, in this case, could it be a failure? Absolutely. Could it be something else? Absolutely. Are they mutually exclusive? No, they're not. I mean, it could be both. It could be some fail, some have a different agenda. And if you scroll down even further, Eric the Tech, you'll see in RT, you can comment on this as well, because in the images you sent to me, you also describe some artifacts and buildings and structures within this photograph. So if you want to work off this photograph as well,
yeah.
Feel free. Go ahead.
One thing that would help us tremendously, and I have yet to even know that it's out there, and if anybody does have it, please send it to me, rt@hagmanpi.com, okay, is where was the man seated that dove in front of his family and took the bullet? The ex-fire chief. I don't know where in any diagram has anybody showed that, because that right there would tell us an awful lot about exactly where those bullets came from. So at least it could be checked off the list. All right, because I'm still out on the where the bullets came from.
Interesting.
If you think about it.
I am too.
We know where it hit President Trump. I call him president because he's going to be president. But where he was at, and when he turned his head, that bullet, if just from there to where point of impact was when it hit that gentleman, nobody said victim here. That would lay out the trajectory damn near perfectly. And that's what we're missing. We're absolutely missing that, because I see a couple things here. I see buildings down there where the kid was at, that roof. I see other roof structures there. A lot of times in warehouses, you'll have vents up high, like where the peak of the roof is. And I know this because I had one enough in Florida. There'll be a vent up there. And all that is, that's just to let that attic air out. Because
yeah.
It gets so, so hot in a warehouse. You could pop, if you had shelving in there, you could lay up on shelving. There's so many different places in what Doug just showed us, that area, what he just had on the screen. There are so many places there that without the trajectory knowledge, I could argue where the bullet came from. But I need that. I really, if anybody out there has it, please send it in. Okay.
And by the way, please be specific. Don't say stage left, stage right, because people will say, okay, left facing or left facing out.
I want to see something that's been verified. I don't want to say, oh, I think it was here. Right. Fred said it was over here, and Johnny said, no, we're both wrong. They were 14 feet in the air. Please. We're trying to help everyone understand this better. Okay, because basically at this point, does it need to be explained? Yeah, it certainly needs to be explained. A man, a very, very powerful man, is going to be the president of the United States. Somebody tried to kill the guy.
And to reinforce this, Randy Taylor, I don't believe this will be the last time. And I believe...
No, absolutely.
And one thing, and by the way, none of what I said was... I want people to understand this. None of what I said was to disparage the information by Sam Andrews at all. None of it, because he even acknowledged the hand of God was mm-hmm. present. So I just...
No doubt.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's amazing.
But I guess, where I was going with this was... there will be additional attempts, but I also believe, and think about this, folks, how possible is this as a setup or as an exploitation? where you might have this red hat wearing, MAGA hat wearing guy with, you know, with a F. Biden t-shirt, carrying an AR-15, taking a shot at Biden and perhaps being more effective.
You know, remember, we talked about this, if you go back to last week.
Yes.
That's before this even happened, Doug.
Yes.
Well, you and I were talking about this exact same subject. We said that they were going to do an assassination attempt on Trump. We were talking about this. We said these words. There will be an assassination attempt, and then that they're going to turn around and probably try and take Biden out. And when we still said, I know that because I remember the show. We said that, and what this did is it set this like a base for a catalyst to start occurring. This somebody shoots at Trump, so now out of vengeance, somebody MAGA is going to turn around and kill Biden because the Democrats don't know what to do with Biden. They can't get him to go away. Okay, so honestly, Biden needs to make sure he's got tight security. Because someone is going to take a shot at that man. They're going to blame it on a MAGA white supremacist, and that person will be, you know, probably found dead when anybody gets to him, just like the kid on Sunday. There's something, and I want to say this too, while that tells me that there's something else going on here, is you and I both saw a video, and I know a lot of people out there saw this video, where the guy introduces himself as, "Hi, I'm Thomas Matthew Crooks. I hate Republicans. I hate Donald Trump." And you know what? They got the wrong guy. You got the wrong guy. That's exactly what that kid said. And that hung on me.
But you know what? We cannot believe or afford to believe anything posted on social media. I saw that video, right?
Yeah. But what?
I know people who could make Michael Jackson, say that right now.
But we don't know that it's not.
We don't know that it's not, but we certainly don't know that it
is. I mean, I've certainly looked at both of us certainly looked at enough videos over the yes. years that, you know, they used to put out videos from overseas. And we would doubt the veracity of it or that those events recently took place. And someone would get on there and talk about it. You know, and we killed, 29 white guys. Yeah, and it could have been 20 years ago, 20 years earlier. That's what we always had to look for, was try and find. But once they remake a video, that just screws the date stamps all up. You know, it gets hard. It gets very, very difficult. But that kid, I'm not going to discount that video until I know better, because that video has bothered me.
And
something,
as both of us as credentialed investigators, and you folks probably, maybe you don't know that about Randy Taylor, myself, you know that about me. It's getting more and more difficult to establish or verify.
With this AI. This AI stuff. And you know what I mean?
Right.
Where I can say, picture of camel standing outside Eiffel Tower. And they say, no, I'm looking at a picture of a camel standing out the Eiffel Tower. That's a little creepy.
Okay. Yes. And the advancements with AI, with CGI, with all of that that has occurred over the last decade, available to Muppets and Mopes out there who, you know, just throw crap in. Go ahead.
And keeping in mind that the Muppets and Mopes, the kids, they're smarter than we are on these devices.
At times, yes.
Seriously, and that's scary in itself. But anyway, I'm going to keep that video on the shelf because I never have to pull it forward. I don't believe three quarters of the story.
Clarify that. Three quarters like told, of the official being, story
being told by the government and being told by the news stations.
Oh yeah, I agree with you on that.
I'll agree with them that Donald Trump was at a rally. Okay, that's about as far as I'll go on now. These people on CNN, I don't.
Well, I also agree.
I don't understand them.
I agree that we had one death there. I was able to certainly verify that.
That was horrible.
Independent, by the way.
And folks, please pray for that family.
Oh, please.
That man was a hero.
Yes.
That's what heroes look like. Heroes don't dash into fires on TV and like think of whatever. That's a man out on a beautiful day and being at a rally for a president that he loves. Here's the crack of a gunshot. And I want you to think about those first three shots, how fast that man had to move to throw himself across to his family.
Yeah.
You talk about some reaction.
And God bless him.
Oh, Lord, extra jewels in his crown.
Please.
Because I'll tell you what, that man set an example for the American man and all fathers, brothers, and sons need to look at that man and live like that man.
And not to minimize President Trump's reaction, but a lot of really the light should be shone upon that man, his family, because, again, that's what a true hero does. Put yourself in the way of an assassin's bullet and protect your family.
In a millisecond. Yeah. He didn't have to think about it. It was reflex for him.
Exactly.
That's love, man. That is love. And no greater love hath any man than when he lays down his life for another.
Amen. And folks, if there was any time in history, I was doing some reflection very early this morning as I watched the sun come up, and I'm thinking, you know, I was a young, very young man in the 60s, 68, and, you know, during that convention, that period of civil unrest with the assassinations. And I mentioned this yesterday, I'll say this again, we still haven't gotten the true story of JFK, RFK, MLK. We still haven't gotten the true story about TWA 800. MH-17, we still haven't gotten the story about Vegas. We still haven't gotten the true story about 9/11. We see the responses from many of those, but not the true stories of those events. And I'm really here to say I don't think we're going to get the true story here unless we dig for it and provide it to the people. That's your thoughts on that?
I absolutely 100% agree with you.
Okay.
Because we have more, truth has more enemies than friends.
It does.
You know, especially in our case, in our situation, this is good versus evil. Playing out good versus evil. And that's why you've got to put on that whole armor of God.
Amen.
You know, you've got to be able to fight the devil off. I know the devil comes at me seven ways from Sunday. And he might knock me down a notch every now and again. But by golly, I get right back up and get in the fight. And I'm here today, you know. I got a lot of things wrong with me. I just spent 10 days in the hospital.
Yeah, and people don't realize that. I mean, here you are. You don't have to be doing what you're doing, but you're doing it because you care.
That's right, and because I feel I was called upon to do this. And Doug's called upon to do this.
Reluctantly, I might add,
reluctantly,
tongue in cheek,
you know what? It's that what you saw yesterday, and maybe that's what the country needed, was to see the hand of God. People, you know, we don't get to see burning bushes today. You know, we don't get to see the walls of Jericho fall down, and so people are pessimists. Well, you know what? In front of millions of people. You watched a man, just like that, and saved his life. That's incredible. What you saw is incredible. And the man I saw walking in the RNC last night was a humbled man. He looked humbled. He looked deep in thought. They said he tore up his 20-page speech, and he's coming out and going to try and unite the country. We're not where we're at today because of the right. We didn't start this fight, to be honest with you. Go back and check. The left started all of this.
As you saw in video one, the you know, they ask us to tone down the rhetoric, to calm everything. They want us to appease the narrative. No, we're not going to do that.
And that's crap coming from them. Shame on them.
And yesterday I showed this, and I'm going to re-show this because, folks, you have certain power within you to non-violently respond to the vitriol of the left. Yesterday I showed, we couldn't bring up the postings on that sewage pit, Democratic Underground, where they were saying, you know, too bad you missed, and the vitriolic, hatred-filled comments about this. Now, we did show some Muppet in near me. It was a business, dog cleaning business, a cleanup after dogs, Lake Erie Scooper, Pooper Scoopers or whatever, Lake Erie Scoopers. If we still have that, if you want to put it on the screen. This is the power that you and I have as an example. Okay, this is a self-proclaimed public figure, so fair game. This is a business advertising, fair game. This is a business owned by Devin Harrington in my city, in my area, in my county. Owner at Lake Erie Scoopers. Okay. And he was a former specialist in E4 within the U.S. Army. But what was offensive about this and emblematic, illustrative of the left is this next image. And he puts an image on Facebook. Now, this is Facebook, and it's a picture of a red hat with a Target logo on it. And he writes, "Too soon," as if to mock the incident. Okay. Now, as a result, and I believe this to be the case, as a result of you listeners and viewers, he took that picture down. And, you know, to me, that's fine. But if you want to take that position, then also take the flack that comes from that. And I wonder how many of his customers, his paying customers, who care about human life, who care about President Trump, and even Biden, or anybody for that matter, finds this okay. So vote with your dollars. And we have even more I found near me. I don't know if Eric the Tech, if you can put this up, but there's Roland Financial, who put up just a number of postings, "Too bad you missed," or "Too bad he missed." Okay, this is what we're fighting against. Make these people famous, but also break them through the legal fashion by voting with your dollars.
That's not our business. Don't do business.
Don't do business with them. Okay.
I've always said that.
You're right.
That's why guys like Doug, and when I had a business, we fight so hard to be right in the public sense. We want people to know, you know, we are good guys. We're good people. We're just trying to make a living here. But I would never say publicly something like that. I don't give a damn if that was Joe Biden that got nipped in the ear. I wouldn't make cracks about it.
No, I wouldn't either.
You're talking about people living and dying. You're supposed to be Christians? Come on.
Or even human, you know? Now Tammy Salusky, who is collecting this information, this is her Facebook page, illustrating and quite frankly asking for people to send names of businesses who put up crap like this to incite Beautiful. Violence. Okay. Make these people famous. Put them out of business. You reap what you sow. Roland Financial Wealth is she and her husband's business. They just happen to be down the road from me.
Ah.
I mean, look, I didn't do this. This isn't me. But no, this but is how we have to fight.
There's five eggs missing from your refrigerator. How about that?
but actually, I could probably this is probably a mile and a half from where I sit right now.
Oh man!
Okay, now
it's like Jack Black.
Yeah, exactly.
That fat bastard. And here's the thing: I used to like Jack Black. I used to really. He was funny. I had some problems with him when he did that movie about 1 AD because there was a lot of blasphemy in there. About the Bible and all. Not a movie. Listen, parents, don't ever let your kids watch that.
No.
That was awful. And then lately, he's gone so far left, I don't know how he gets home at night. You know, he's got to have bruises up and down the side of his body from hanging left because that, and for him, the things he said on stage up in Canada just recently, Sunday. He may say he was up there with some rap star.
I think that might have been his guitarist, that it was his birthday or something. And
could be, but you know what? Classless. And I want you to go back and remember Johnny Depp, you know, how long has it been since an actor shot a president and Madonna. And then I saw a thing yesterday with all these clips from CNN calling by words, saying it. Nope, you're going to have to put a bullet in Donald Trump.
Oh, yes. In fact, I might even have.
I'm going to tell you what. And it was a snippet of maybe 10 or 12 people that are all well known that alluded to his death, including Kamala Harris.
Oh, yes.
On the Ellen Show.
Yes.
So anybody, you know, I'm so glad that Trump grabbed J.D. Vance, because if there's a vice presidential debate, he is going to rip her up. He is going to tear her to shreds on stage.
And I find it funny on social media. It's the opposite what you hear. Oh, she's going to rip him a new one.
Oh, are you kidding me?
And
she can't. She's on. You know what? When you listen to her conversations, she's literally on a level of being in mid-20s at best, maturity.
Boy, that's generous.
And I am being very, very nice. Because a lot of times, when she's acting like an ass, you know what I mean? She looks like she's 13 years old. Yeah, straighten up. You're the vice president of the greatest and most powerful nation on earth. Act like it.
Exactly. Okay, moving through this, and then because we have so much to get into.
Sorry, yeah, let's roll.
This is a great discussion. We have to have this discussion. We just cannot, as we all know, there's so much going on. It's hard to focus on just one aspect. But continuing with this, and there are two videos here that really, or three videos. From different sources that are important to this discussion. Now, Dan Bongino, again, like him, don't like him, I don't care. He's been on the inside. He knows the SOP. He knows he knows all about this because he did this work for a living. And again, you've got to give the guy, Dan Bongino, the benefit of the doubt because he knows of that of what he speaks. This is clip two. This is from his show yesterday, an apocalyptic security failure. Now, again, I take issue with perhaps this being a failure. I think that's part of it, but not all of it. He asked, just really quick, he asked four questions. Where was, number one, where was the perimeter security team? Number two, why was there no aerial surveillance? Number three, where was the protective intelligence file, if there was any, on the shooter? Because, of course, you know everything is collected by the intelligence apparatus, the 702s, FISA, and so on, through surveillance. Number four, What about the what was the composition of the counter-offensive sniper team or counter-attack sniper team? Apparently, two individuals there, and maybe one from a local team. That was all. So he asked questions about that, and he also put to bed this. And please, I agree with this because I know this for a fact. This I can say with absolute certainty. The use of force guidelines for any law enforcement agency, including and especially the Secret Service, the rules of engagement is you can take anyone out you perceive as a threat. They don't have to fire first. You don't have to get permission. It's inherent permission to take that person out. That did not happen, as you saw with the Conservative Treehouse article. Okay, so having said all of that, clip two from yesterday's show from Dan Bongino. It's about 2.5 minutes long. Please listen to what he says. And this addresses the vitriol that I referenced earlier. I just went through his the issues that he discussed. But the vitriol and where this is coming from, where the hatred is, and why this will not be the last event that we're going to be talking about. Cut to.
Here's another one. Here's CNN's Jamie Gangle. This is the most disgraceful one. You guys ready for this? This is an atrocity. Here is Jamie Gangle attacking Trump after he's shot in the ear and nearly killed for getting up and telling people to fight back. Oh, yeah. The strong objection, Jamie Gangle. Very good. I'm glad you guys nailed this one. Check this out.
I do want to say there was one thing that when I watched the tape, I found odd because of all of the heated rhetoric. And that is that after he was hit, former President Trump got up and said, fight, fight, fight. I think what we're hearing from people is that's not the message that we want to be sending right now. We want to tamp it down.
Mm. Yeah, I would just note one thing on this, to that point.
They want to tamp it down. The guy was nearly shot in the mother head, and you want him to tamp it down? Dude, seriously, are you doing lines before you get on the air? What the fuck is wrong with you? Tamp it. They almost killed him. This is your media. By the way, remember this gem from Nicole Wallace? Nicole Wallace from MSNBC? Nicole Wallace who magically said, this is Merlin-like thinking, that yeah, the threat of violence is definitely a conservative thing. Really? It is? Have you watched any of this? The Steve Scalise shooting, the Kavanaugh thing, Trump having his head nearly blown off on national television? Hat tip Maze Moore for picking out this one from the past. Check this out.
The permission structure for violence. You've got polls about political violence. Democrats don't think it's a good idea. Only Republicans. Only people inclined to consume conservative media are now, I think, upward of 50% say that if necessary, violence is okay. You've only got the conduct on one of the two sides.
Yeah. And we're supposed to tamp it down, right?
RT. Hey, you know what? Donald Trump earned the right in that moment to say whatever he wanted to say.
Yeah.
He earned the right.
Absolutely.
You watched him pay his dues. He's been paying his dues since he walked down that damn escalator.
There you go.
He's been taking shots right, left, and center. And I'm not just... These people are vile, and they're disgusting, this media. Absolutely. And they're going to continue because they're influenced by evil.
Well, I tell you what, that is the statement of the hour, for sure. Randy Taylor, RT at HagmanPI.com. Before we get back, there's one more video. It's a compilation video. It's perhaps one of the most important videos out there, I believe, and it addresses what Randy says, what everyone's saying, but it was a it's a well-done video. The attribution is, I believe it's marked on the video, but before we get there, folks, I just want to break for a second here and talk about, as we age, and even if you're younger, you know, if you've got issues with, well, if you suffer from any type of daily pain, I really need you to listen to this message very carefully. What we know about the root cause of pain is changing forever. As we age, aches and pains are natural, and we all, we're all looking for an effective way, effective ways to relieve pain without side effects and addiction. We have to be honest with ourselves here. We've all seen the horrors of the opioid crisis, although I've got my own thoughts on that. You may even be affected personally. Again, I've got my own thoughts on that. But this is where the pioneering medical scientist comes in, Clint Winters. Okay, remember that name. But more importantly, remember this link, trikono.com/Hagman. It's going to be in the program description box below. You may have seen this world-renowned health expert featured in the national media as he's unveiled a natural pain reliever that's taking the world by storm. And I'm talking about canalidine. Okay, it's a 100% drug-free way to get the body pain relief without dangerous pills. And as you see this, as you look at this, as you get into this, canalidine has become the go-to pain reliever for over 1 million Americans and hundreds of professional athletes. It's so powerful that it's even used extensively by UFC fighters, and those guys know a thing or two about managing pain, I will say. Now, get this. Clint explains how canalidine is the only compound on earth that optimizes your body's natural painkillers called endorphins at any age. When taken daily, your body will fire back to relieving pain like you were in your prime, and that takes place in just days of use. Now, let me tell you, I was skeptical. I'm skeptical of everything, but it works. I've tried virtually everything, and I've not felt this great in a long time. It's like many, if not all, of my daily aches and pains just faded away. My back, my neck, my joints, my muscles, they all feel great and renewed. Best of all, canalidine does not make me feel the least bit druggy or drugged up. I feel great, alert, focused for the day ahead. And best news, canalidine has no documented side effects after 14 years of extensive testing. And hear me when I say this. Canalidine is absolutely the future of pain relief. I can see it from here. So if you're dealing with pain, make sure to click on the link below and check out Clint's amazingly informative report on 100% American-made. And man, is that important, canalidine. Now, here's the best part. When you click on the link below today, when you do it today, and I entered this anyway, okay, so make sure you do this. You can access the only canalidine product in the world for less than $1 a day. The private link, again, in the description box below. And discount will stay active until midnight tonight. So try canalidine risk-free for a full 90 days. You've got nothing to lose. You're days away from finally beating pain forever. So go to, you ready for this? Try Kono, that's C-O-N-O. That's trikono.com/Hagman right now and see for yourself. It's in the program description box below, and I want to thank them for being a sponsor of this program. So, RT, one more video, and this is where you come in as you're with your investigation. I don't think you've seen this, and that's I didn't send this to you deliberately, and I want you to, and if you need to stop this at any time, this shows different angles. This shows the water cannons on the side. I don't know how many people know about the water cannons, which are used to mitigate potential snipers from that area. Okay. They're not directed at people, they're directed in the air, and of course, that change it mitigates the visibility as well as the potential shot. So take a look. There's multiple images within this video. And you say stop if or pause or whatever you want if at any point you want to make a comment on this, RT. Again, this is your area of expertise in some areas. But many people would be good to see this. I think many people are – it's going to be in the program description box. You can go through it over and over again. But this is a good video. RT, you ready for this? You okay with saying, okay, stop when you need to?
Sure. Yeah, okay. We're good, man. Let's do it.
It's like 4 minutes, roughly. So here it is. This is cut for real-time assassination attempt from different angles with a clock. Now, pay attention to the clock, too. Showing when the assassin was first spotted. And that's important. Different angles I never saw until I saw this video. Here it is, cut four.
If he was doing his job, I wouldn't even be doing this. I'd be at some beautiful place with a gorgeous ocean.
Look, they're all pointing.
The Atlantic, maybe the Pacific.
Yeah, someone's on top of the roof. Look. There he is right there. Right there, see him? He's laying down. See him?
Yeah, he's laying down.
And son, I'm here with you fighting like hell to get a sentence.
What's happening?
And to make sure we take back the White House, because if we do, we're going to make America better than ever before. We're going to make it.
Yeah, look.
And
there
it's
he
not
is.
Easy, because we have millions and millions of people in our country that shouldn't be here. Dangerous people. Criminals. We have criminals.
He's on the roof. He's
drunk. Dealers. We have people that
right
should not
here.
Be here.
Right on the roof.
And it's much
he's
tougher than
up
it,
now.
It happened.
He went right
we
on the roof again.
Ever. In recorded history, we're the best border. In fact, if they could ever put up a chart, I don't know if they can do it. Do you guys have access to that chart that I love so much? You don't mind if I go off teleprompter, do you? Because these teleprompters are so damn boring, I try and explain that. Oh, there's a... Wow. You guys are doing it. They're getting better with time. My guys. Take a look at that chart. Take a look at the arrow on the bottom. See the big red arrow, right? So that's when I left office. That was the lowest point, and that comes right from the government services, comes right out of Border Patrol. Take a look at that. So that arrow is the lowest amount of illegal immigration ever in recorded history into our country. And then the worst president in the history of our country took over. And look what happened to our country. Probably 20 million people. And you know, that's a little bit older than that chart. That chart's a couple of months old. And if you want to see something, it says, hey, what are you going to have?
We got breaking news coming in hot tonight. Seems to be shots.
now. This is Vanessa Broussard. According to live from Butler, Pennsylvania, we hear shots fired at the rally not 10 to 15 minutes after President Trump arrived. He hit the ground. Unheard of yet if he has been hit by gunfire. Secret Service quickly erupted.
We can see the guy down.
The snipers on the building behind the...
I think they hit him because the guy is... It looks dead.
Okay. There's a lot going on in the multiple screens that you saw. RT, just throw out your thoughts on this. By the way, the timer was covered up by the...
I don't know what happened to the timer there, buddy.
Yeah. It was covered up by the chrono. So, anyway...
That's a nice way to do it, though, to split those screens. It's harder for the mind to absorb. That would be one of the ones you almost play freeze frame as you go.
Yeah.
You know, it's very convoluted.
But it's a good, it's a good one-stop shop, I think.
Of information, yeah. I saw one yesterday, too, that was on the side where they're standing off to the side of the building. And yelling for the police while pointing at the guy. And it looked like every now and then the guy would like hop up a little bit to get a better position and hop up a little bit. Out of everything out there, and this is what bothers me the most, he was visible. Okay, all of that. There are no shots of him taking shots that I've seen. You have to see a camera that was videotaping or even a still of him actually firing. And the reason I'm having some trouble with the guy on the roof, that's a peaked building. It's arched. It's not the biggest arch in the world, but it does have a peak. He's down and he's not in those photographs. And if you look overhead later, okay, he's damn near at the far end of that roof. Not close. The far end of that roof, because later on you'll see overheads and all, and those are from the other side of that building, because it's a parking lot right there that goes right up to the building on the far side.
Right.
So I don't where he was at, and this is my opinion, what I did like about that film, it panned over to the stage and then back to the roof. In doing so, though, and this is where I've got to do some more work, I need to do on the pick trajectories, because, and this is just my opinion, and this is because everything I've seen is limited, I don't see him at any time high enough to shoot over the peak and hit the podium. He could shoot maybe from where he's at and maybe hit those two guys on the roof behind Trump. But, and that's just, and I've gone off every film. I spent all day yesterday looking at films, and I just can't find the trajectory from that kid's rifle to Trump. I can't find it. I can't. It just doesn't line up in any way, shape, or form for me.
You know, I'm gonna ask Eric the Tech to send. He's been researching this as well. With Sam Andrews, with Kirk Finney and others, I'm going to have him send you his analysis of the findings and of the trajectory, I guess.
Yeah.
And that might help you advance your investigations. And folks, this is, you might tire of this, and I hope you don't, because had we been able to do this in this fashion post 9/11, and I know some people did, or post whatever event, you know, maybe we could have answered or had a better handle or better been able to identify crap when we hear it and see it. So this is a work in progress.
Because if you look at what's the obvious area that he must have jumped up on and then went up on that roof.
Yeah.
Okay. That little walkway looking area, like a passageway between two buildings or whatever.
Yeah.
That's probably, it looks like it's probably at eight feet height. then you have to add that.
You're talking about the
absolute. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Then you've got the distance that he crawls up on the roof and he hops up on the next roof. All right. Then you see him. And when you see him, it's not the most crazy angle, but it is an angle.
Yes.
And remember, what's small at this end is large at the other end.
Correct.
When you're talking about a trajectory. I don't have him lining up and shooting even straight over the top of the ridge to hit the podium. I'm just having trouble with that angle.
I've done some rough calculations based on the elevation of the stage and the elevation of that building.
Okay.
And I came up with he was actually shooting upwards at Trump's head 2 feet.
Interesting.
That's way opposite of what I see.
Despite the difference in elevation of the building, so you're taking into account the...
Yes, height of the building. He's actually 2 feet below Trump's head on the top of that building.
Because of the incline of the earth. Okay. Well,
you'd have to stand back and give me... I would need to see that because at this point, I don't see that.
So that building is about 10 feet lower elevation than Trump's stage.
Because of the
and then you add the stage height plus Trump's height.
Right.
And the building height. That puts him right around shooting upwards 2 feet.
You know, one of the things that we could do.
Which is basically flat.
Once they release the crime scene, I think we probably should go physically because we're not that far away and take a look at the geography.
It would be so easy if we were there.
Yeah.
So easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we're getting everything I've seen. I'm relying on somebody else's photographs there.
And at this point, that's what we have to do, but we have to be careful with what we rely upon.
And then from the photo of the bullet trail, we'll call it, that once I straighten that photo out because it was taken at an angle, but when I undo the angle, that bullet's at about 1.7 degrees, which means if he had 100 yards zero and he's at 150 yards, that bullet's dropping, which would make that 1.7 degrees.
And RT, I saw his calculations yesterday and what he based the calculations upon, and I thought, that looks, okay, possible.
Yeah, I just don't see the platform that Trump was standing on as being even as high as that roof.
But you're,
the platform he stands on is 4 to 5 feet high.
Correct.
So that puts his head at about 10 feet.
Right. But that building has got to be at least 12 feet high and with a sloped roof.
Yes, but it is.
Placing the gunman at on the other side of the roof, if he shot straight, he'd be shooting into the sky.
But that building is 10 feet lower in elevation.
Than what?
Than the stage.
I don't see that in these photos at all.
I have it on my maps.
Yeah.
Okay. Maps. All right, I'll send it.
We're going to, I'll just say this, once the crime scene is released and we have the capability of being there, I think we're going to take a trip down there because it's not that far to take a look at the inclines, the geography, take some measurements.
And it won't be hard because a rangefinder will tell us everything.
Exactly.
It'll give every single number.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
But without getting lost and boring the people, without getting lost in the minutiae.
Well, I don't think we're boring them.
Well, I hope not. But the bigger picture here is what in the F happened, okay, in terms of, people say it was a security failure. I agree with that, but it's not only a security failure. I think that there's something more that we have to factor into this, and that's the intent. You know, people are saying, well, we don't know the motive of the shooter. Well, yeah, we do. It was to kill Trump.
Period. We got 8 years of motive. Pick one.
Right. So, exactly. And then fueled by, you know, the very people who are saying, calm down the rhetoric. Bullshit. So, okay. So, we're going to, but the bigger picture here, and this is going to move me to what we're seeing today. Of course, you have the RNC going on. You have the vice presidential pick. Like it, hate it. I'm not going to comment on it. You've got the attacks on President Trump. I'm going to go to video 7 because to launch this, and then this is kind of the final segment. This is a big part of it. Mike Davis yesterday, the House of Cards is crumbling. Look, they took Trump to task for Russiagate. They took Trump to task for a number of things. Everything from E. Jean Carroll to Russiagate to the documents case, well, the document case just exploded in Jack Smith's face. And Mike Davis reports the House of Cards is crumbling. This is cut 7 in the show notes. And this does reference the Jack Smith case, Eileen Cannon's decision, and the fact that, you know what? They're going after another bite of the apple, just like they're going to go after President Trump again in a different fashion. Yeah. But here's cut 7.
So Judge Eileen Cannon correctly dismissed Jack Smith's case. Down in the Southern District of Florida, because Jack Smith's appointment violates both the Appointments Clause of the Constitution and the Appropriations Clause. When you have an office created, it has to be through legislation. And what happened, the Office of Independent Counsel was the prior office that was created by legislation. Congress let that lapse after Ken Starr's investigation of President Clinton, and the Justice Department just tried to do an end run. They tried to create the Office of Special Counsel by fiats. So Judge Cannon did her job as a judge and said this is unconstitutional, and so that case is no more.
So does this mean that also the January 6th case could just be disassembled? Is that right?
Well, it's so the Judge Cannon's decision is binding on the Southern District of Florida. It's persuasive in D.C. I don't think Judge Chutkan is going to side with Trump on that one. So this will have to get resolved by the election. When President Trump wins on November 5th and when he takes office on January 20th, his acting attorney general on day one needs to dismiss these Biden Democrat cases against Trump. This is obviously lawfare and election interference, and the House of Cards is crumbling.
And for quite some time, Donald Trump has had to endure this onslaught and this blitzkrieg of lawfare. Does the presidential immunity case also potentially impact the Georgia case or the New York State case?
Absolutely.
Both.
Absolutely. So with the presidential immunity decision, the Supreme Court held that the president of the United States, any president, is immune from criminal prosecution for his official acts, not his personal acts. And what we saw with that case in New York is Alvin Bragg, the Soros-funded DA, used evidence that was subject to presidential immunity. So there has to be a mistrial declared in that case. Remember, this Manhattan jury found him guilty. He has not been convicted or sentenced yet. Judge Mershon pushed back that hearing until September. I think Judge Mershon knows he's going to have to declare a mistrial, and if he doesn't, the Supreme Court of the United States will step in.
So just so people know, okay, there's other news going on. The classified documents case was dismissed. Unfortunately, it wasn't dismissed with prejudice. Eileen Cannon ruled that the Jack Smith appointment violated two provisions, constitutional provisions, and the Appointments and Appropriations Clauses of the Constitution. So he's going to come back with another bite of the apple. RT, the House of Cards is falling, is it not?
Oh, yeah, it's crumbling. It's crumbling. Just this thing with the assassination attempt shows you how far it's crumbling. They're running scared, and that's when they become really dangerous. When a man gets scared, you better be on your guard, because they're going to react as a scared person would. All bets are off at that point. And I know that I just know in my soul they're going to try some crap again. And I just, and I hope everybody's on the ball and on the ready. And then the Lord keeps protecting them, because there's so much work to do in this nation.
One last video, because of time. We've got more videos. All of the unplayed videos will be at HagmanPI.com in the program. Screw it. But one last video. As we see everything roll out, we see a different Donald Trump, I believe, at the RNC. We see an RNC that's locked down tighter than anything. I've talked to people there, and they said it takes like 2 hours to get anywhere because the security is so tight. But no,
they pay on the crowd last night. You could see the security.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, you know, they've got people stationary. They have people roving. The security everywhere, which they need.
Exactly. And I think 30 plus different police agencies are represented. It might even be 130. I don't know, but it's a whole bunch more. But here's what we're fighting against. And this is the bigger picture, even drawing from that assassination attempt on Saturday. This is a bigger picture here. Cash Patel wrote a great book, Government Gangsters. I read that book. I reread that book, and they made a documentary about it. Here's the guy who was behind the documentary. But this is the bigger picture, whether it's the House of Cards that just fell, or whether it was the shots fired on Saturday, or whether it was the Steele dossier, the Nunes memo that attempted to show everything. This is kind of like a summation of everything we're seeing today. And the name of this is Government Gangsters to Premiere at RNC. This was done before the start of the RNC, but it's happening now. Ben Berkwam has shown the protesters blocking entrances to the RNC. You're not going to see this on mainstream media. These are the foot soldiers of the deep state. But here is the final audio, and then I'm going to kind of turn the show over to you to wrap this up. This is video cut 5. In the show notes at HagmanPI.com.
Government gangsters are the group of individuals, career bureaucrats, who have been installed by what we call the deep state into every agency and department in the United States government. Had Donald Trump not won in 2016, he would not have exposed the flank of the deep state and their weapon of choice, the two-tier system of justice. From Russiagate to Hunter Biden's laptop to Joe Biden's classified documents case to January 6th to the 51 Intel letter and everything in between. We would never have learned that. These people are dangerous and vindictive, learning from their mistakes and perfecting ways to hide their corruption.
It is finally time for a straightforward assessment of the state of our nation.
Okay. Wow. We got Matthew Taylor, who played an integral role in making that film that you just watched a reality, joining us. Matthew, thank you so much for joining us. I would love to just kind of get your thoughts watching it, what people can expect, when it's going to be, you know, rolled out, all the good stuff.
Well, we have the opportunity to roll it out at the RNC at the Miller Highlight Theater on July 19th. So we're very excited to show this film. This has been a very critical piece where we bring together all of the deep state attacks, and we expose a number of high level officials so that people can understand really the entire story of what Donald Trump has gone through in the last 8 years. In one 64-minute film. And so this is, of course, based on Cash Patel's book, Government Gangsters, which, of course, he was the lead investigator on Russiagate. So he was there. He understood all of the information. He wrote the Nunes memo with Devin Nunes. And so we're bringing it all together so everybody can understand really what these people do and really the mechanics of how they function.
And walk us through the pushback that you guys have faced from sort of the get-go of this film, whether it was Cash getting the release on the book. Have you guys faced any attacks, any, you know, attempted censorship, stuff like that, when you guys have been rolling out? What has that process been like?
Well, you know, we've been doing this for 20 years. Of course, I've worked with Steve Bannon for many years. I made a number of his films. We made Clinton Cash. We made another one on Hunter Biden in 2020. So, you know, we really prepared for the blowback in some of these ways. But the thing, of course, is that the media will always assault anything that calls any of their reporting into question. And of course, we assail them pretty heavily because they're the ones who carried the water for the FBI, the DOJ, and the CIA to an extent, on Russiagate, on the impeachment, on a number of other things. And of course, today the documents case was thrown out, another thing that had the media had been carrying, you know, water for. And so, you know, we expect that we'll have a lot of resistance, and I will expect we'll have a lot of resistance from, you know, obviously people in Washington, because we are targeting the tops of these organizations, you know. And as Cash Patel says, it is Medusa. You can't cut one head off. You have to, you have to cut the whole head off. And so, yeah, we are expecting resistance. But the thing is, we are prepared to go all the way to November, because the people deserve to know who is, you know, these unelected bureaucrats who are controlling their lives and affecting their lives. And of course, as we've seen and as we show in the film, it does affect individuals. It's not just the president. It's anybody who in any way thinks or votes a certain way. You know, you could be on a list. You could be targeted. They're watching. I mean, look, during J6, of course, a lot of cases that had nothing to do with J6 were called domestic terrorist cases by Chris Wray. You know, and these were people that weren't even at the rally. And so that's how this really affects everybody.
Okay, in the interest of time, folks, watch the rest of it. You can cut it there. When you look at the events over the last 8 years to today, including what happened on Saturday, that shows the players behind the bigger objective. RT, the rest of the time is yours.
The players behind the big, yeah, there's a lot of them.
Yep.
The globalists are at work. This also, there's some things going on with the World Bank over the weekend. So we need to look at those as far as, you know, distractions. You know what? Everything's on the table right now. There's nothing that's not possible with these people. They're evil and they have money. And they've got power and they've got people in, like they just said, you know, people in these various organizations. You know, and I just...
Whether it's the Secret Service or at the highest levels or whether it's the FBI?
You got it. All of them. Yeah. Every last one of them. I know that after 9/11, many of our agencies, the alphabet agencies, were infiltrated by the enemy. Yep. Barack Hussein Obama allowed that. In fact, in some cases, he made sure it happened. When the saints are sitting around and saying, Joe Biden trying to talk his way out of putting Trump in the bull's eye and all that. These men have actually sat in Biden's office, I am sure, and discussed the possibility of killing Trump.
I agree.
I don't say it was even in an airplane at the end of a runway. If you remember, Obama meeting with Lynch, it was, I believe.
That Loretta was Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch.
My mistake. But, you know, these are evil people, and we've got to really be on our guard. We need to just keep pushing forward. With any luck and with the Lord's divine intervention, hopefully there will be an election. Right now, I know they're starting to, they're wanting to ramp up this bird flu. If people fall for that, you're stupid. I don't know what else to say. There's no way in my lifetime that there should have been, towards the very end of my lifetime, that there should be two things so bad that I got to walk around wearing a mask. The chances, the percentages aren't even with you people. You know, that just tells you it's a lie. And if China's the problem, why haven't we taken them down? If they're going to send this crap over here, like you claim, every couple of years, let's just nuke them into oblivion and be done with this.
Well, there's that.
But I'm tired. I'm done with this crap. This, I think a lot of good things were covered today. I'm looking forward to seeing Eric's stuff because he's got the height of the platform and all that. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, please. Magman Coffee. You don't know what you're missing if you haven't bought this. And I get emails all the time how good it is. God bless you. Thank you for your support.
Randy Taylor, you're a man of integrity. God bless you. I'm glad you are kicking and kind of like a Trumpian, you know, keep on moving.
Those old guys are tough. Tough too there, buddy.
I know. All right. God bless you, my friend. Folks, thank you so much. Please subscribe to Rumble, Brighteon, and tell everyone about the program.